Well, good morning and happy Sunday. Today is March the 17th. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Will you join me as we pray our prayer of consecration? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Oops! Hear now the word of the Lord from Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, when anyone sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, he must bring to the Lord a young bull without defect as a sin offering for the sin that he has committed." Now consider this. How many of us have ever uttered the word, oops, when we've done something that we didn't mean to do? Believe it or not, the history of this exclamation can be traced back to the 17th and 18th centuries, where it used to mean to lift up from a day of sorrow or regret. Wouldn't you agree that the mistakes of our past often drag us down and we need a lift? You know, this week, our offering passage in Leviticus, it teaches us about the sin offering. Now, I know it seems like all offerings address sin, but this particular offering was used to seek atonement for a specific category of sins. And we'll see how God uses the fourth type of offering to meet us in the mistakes of the burdens from our past that we carry into our present. This week, we're going to see how the lessons from the sin offering help us respond and find freedom from our brokenness and regret, and our thoughts, and our excuses, and also our shame. The sin offering, or the hitoth, was sometimes referred to as the purification offering and was different from the other offerings that we've read about so far. First, the hitoth focused more on the sin than the sacrifice. Second, contrary to what you might assume given its name, this particular offering was given to seek purification for inadvertent sins, not the deliberate ones. But it was also given for sins where restitution was not possible. So what does that mean? Well, think back to the very beginning of this Lenten season when we reflected on the fact that the world, it's not as it was designed, right? On earth as it is in heaven, that's what we long for because our fallen nature has spoiled God's original creation. And by ourselves, we cannot experience the presence of the Holy God. Well, sin isn't just a label that we put on choices that we make, but it's the condition that we find ourselves in because of the original sin in the garden. In short, we are people who sin, and we are in need of a Savior. And it is only through the provision of atonement that we can find that forgiveness. Before Jesus came to earth, God provided a temporary atonement for the sins of the people, and there was this division of inadvertent sins and deliberate sins. The sin offering was the way to receive purification for inadvertent sins, like, oops, I worked on the Sabbath, or oops, I forgot to participate in a cleansing ritual. It also provided purification at festivals or when a woman had become unclean due to childbirth. The most important element in the sacrifice was the blood. But for us to understand, we need to reverse the way that we look at blood. You know, for us, in any day and age that we live in, we see blood and we think of something that's unclean. But for the Israelites, blood was the opposite. It was like bleach. It was only through the blood that they could be made clean. What could wash away my sin? And what could make me whole again? Anyone humming that great old hymn, Nothing But the Blood, right now? Well, this week, let's continue to prepare our hearts and create intentional space to encounter God as we surrender the sins of the past for the freedom that He promises. The prayer. Lord, thank you for making a way for us to have the gift of your presence, even though we don't deserve it. We are stained with our sins, but you have made us clean again. Amen. The questions. When you realize that you've made a mistake and sin inadvertently, how does that change the way that you pray for forgiveness? And what are some sins that you've committed that you have not brought to God and confessed? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.